Okay, today's daf is Peya Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Beis. And today's shiur and the Masechta shiur are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are in the middle of the discussion of Ali L'Regel and the Shita in the Gemara that in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rambam Karbanos, that tells us Bishein lo karka patam and ariya, psachim also, that if whoever doesn't own any land patam and ariya. So the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Chagiga discusses other pturim for Ali L'Regel, who is chayev to be Ali L'Regel, who is not chayev to be Ali L'Regel. But this one is quoted in the Gemara, but it's machlokas Rishonim whether we really hold this way, we said at the end of the shiur last time. Where did this come up? Why did this come up here? Because if you remember, the Mishnah spoke about the all the different halachas that require a little bit of land. Karka kol shehu, right? And that's why peya kol shehu. And the Gemara discussed the great question on yesterday's daf. Peya kol shehu? So, well, what? You cut and then you're done. So how could you ever give peya? So we said maybe if you have one stalk and you cut some of the ears off of that one stalk and then you have a couple of ears left, so then that would be enough to be able to have a chiv of peya even with a kol shehu. But then the Braisa quoted, what about Reayon? What about Reayon, meaning the Aliyah L'Regel, even if one has only a tiny amount of land, right? It's a Braisa quoting, which adds on to the Mishnah Reayon. So that's what the Gemara asked. Why doesn't it say Reayon? After all, Mishein lo karka, patur min ariya. So we mentioned that the Rambam in Hilchas Chagiga in Perek Beis does not mention this limit. And the Mishnah Lamelech and the other Mefarshim wonder why doesn't the Rambam have this limit? The Rambam has Hilchas Chagiga right after Hilchas Korban Pesach. Interesting that Korban Pesach comes before. You have to eat the Chagiga before you eat the Korban Pesach. Right, that's what they Elel Aseder, Beth Hashem, maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash, we're going to be making two more brachas than we make Bizman HaZeh. Asher Kedushat B'Sivan HaLechol is a Zevach, that's the Chagiga, and to eat the Karan Pesach. So the Rambam in Perek Sheni of Hilchas Chagiga says, Nashim Va'avadim Peturim Min HaRe'iya, V'kol Ha'anashim Chayavim B'Re'iya, Chut V'Cheresh V'Ilem V'Shote V'Katan V'Suma. Right, except for those who are labanei das and somebody blind, special din yireh yireh, even though asuma is chayv in all other mitzvahs, v'chiger is someone who can't walk, right? Because it's about aliyah l'regel, v'tamei va'arel, v'chein hazaken va'achole, v'harach v'ha'anug ma'od, shenichol aloso ragleim, somebody who is very delicate who can't walk up themselves, kol elu ha'achadasar peturim. These 11 people, categories of people, are pater from Ali L'Regel, v'shar kol ha'anashim chayavim b'riyah, and all of the people are chayav b'riyah. And the Rambam goes through the details of these 11 people. But he has such a long list; he doesn't have this on the list, right? Having to own karkas. The Rambam seems to not hold this Gemara. Maybe we said because he holds that our Mishnah is arguing on this Tosefta and arguing on the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who holds of it. Our Mishnah leaves it out because one doesn't need any karka. Tosfos though holds of it. Tosfos. The Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Gimel, on that fascinating story. Remember, there was an Aramean. There was an Aramean that was bragging to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that he was able to eat a little bit of the Korban Pesach. He was able to trick everybody and eat. Hahu arma, Davi Salak, this is Psachim Daf Gimel in the Bavli. Davi Salak v'achol Psachim Yerushalayim. Amar k'siv kol ben eichel yochal bau. He says, it says that a goy is not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Kol ara lo yochal bau. V'anakach ilna mi shufri shufri. And I eat from the shufri. I eat from the best. Amar l'Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says, v'kasav ilcha me'alya. Did they give you from the tail? Did they give you from the tail? If they didn't give you from the tail, you didn't have anything yet. The tail is the juiciest, the most delicious. And why did he say that? Because he was setting him up, right? Because for a sheep, the tail is burned on the Mizbeach, right? You don't eat the tail. But he wanted to set him up. So Amalei, lo, he said, they didn't give you the tail. So Kisalkas Lassam, Emelu, Husavid Lomealia. Next time you go there, ask them to give you the tail. They'll give you the tail. Kisalik, when he goes up there, Amalehu, Mealia, Safali, I want the tail. Amalei, Alia, Lagavosalka, they said to themselves, the alya, the tail is burned on the Mizbeach. Amr le, man amr lecha achi, who told you to ask for the tail? Amr lehu, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira amru. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told me to ask for the tail. So they thought to themselves, my haita kaman, what is going on here? Badku basrei, they checked after him, bashkechu adaramahu, they realized that he was an Aramean, vikatlu, and they killed him. All the Rishonim discuss, why is that chayiv misa? Right? Why is that, a goy yidin for the gar Pesach, let a chayim misa? Right? So all the Rishonim discuss, why was he chayim misa? Shalchel Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, and then they sent Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Shalom lachar Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, peace to you. Da'at ben Nitzivin, you're sitting there all the way in Nitzivin, u'metzudzcha prusra b'Yerushalayim, but your net is spread out here in Yerushalayim, your hashpa is here, even though you're all the way there, but you're here. Where's Nitzivan? Rashi says, Shem Iro. Right? So just the name of his city. Ask Tosfo, it's right there. Why wasn't Rav Yehuda ben Beseira in Yerushalayim? It was Yatif, it was Karban Pesach, when he was Tamei. Why wasn't he there? So Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Shalo Allah Laregel, Tosfo has three answers. Three answers. Tosfo's first answer says, Ayin, Lafi, Yishlomar, Shalo Hayalo Karka. He didn't have Karka. Our Gemara didn't have karka. Right? He quotes on the side of the Gemara here. Ayin, look what the Mishnah Melech writes in Hilchos Gemara Pesach, and he says this Tosfos. Every line of Tosfos is a Chiddush Gadol. Number one, this we pass him this way. He didn't have karka. Number two, Ozakein Haya Sheni Yachol LaHalich Baraglav to Patumi Pesach Kamo Miriya, or he was elderly, so he couldn't go. So he couldn't go do the Karan Pesach. Karan Pesach also has the patur of Chiger and. Ali the Rego might have those, but Karban Pesach has all those Peturim? Tosfos seems to say yes. Right? You might say that, no, Karban Pesach is Karban Pesach. Forget Ali the Rego. So maybe Sukkis, maybe Shavuos. Number three, Nitzivin Chutz La'aretzi. Nitzivin Chutz La'aretz, Kidemuchach B'Sifri Parshas Re'eh. Wow, Tosfos holds that if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you have no Chiyav of Ali the Rego. Right? That's what Tosfos seems to say. So all three of these deyas in Tosfos are discussed in the Mefarshim, the Menchas Chinuch, and others, but Tosfos clearly has the Deya that Shalo Hayalo Karka, and that was one of the opinions. And the Rambam does not quote that anywhere, and that's pointed out by the Achronim. Okay, so we're in this discussion of Aliyah L'Rekel. Rabbi Yosef, at the end of the daf, we had on the bottom of Laman Aleph and Bezer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi again. What's his source? Another pasuk to teach me. Mishein lo karka patam and ariyah sheneemar, because the pasuk says by Aliyah L'Rekel that there's a promise that Hashem is going to protect your land. V'lo yachmot ish es artzecha. Right, Hashem is going to protect your land. So it seems like the Rabbi Shua ben Levi understands that pasuk as you need to have land. That protection is not just a promise if, but that's part of the definition if you have land. And now we have a couple of stories, a few stories about this promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa ve'echash yiniyeches kiryo, a person left their kri, right, the marafulta, kri shel tvua, right, left their big pile, heap of grain. Uba, and then he left, and he went to be olaregel. And uba matza arayo sovano, so he came back, he saw lions walking around this pile of tvua, protecting it. Somebody left a whole house of chickens. Uba matza chatulos mikuran lefanam, and he found outside of the chicken coop, he found chatulos, cats who usually eat chickens. It was the opposite. He found these cats ripped apart. These chickens were able to defend themselves against the cats. Amazing. Chad Barnash, next story. Shavik Beisei Pasiach. One time he left his house open. Again, this doesn't mean that we're not supposed to be responsible, but it just so happened that he left his house open. V'asav Ashka Chachina. Krichal Kar Kusoi. He saw a snake, a chachina. We had a chachina back in Mesechas Brachas. That was this dangerous animal that was created based on the toad putting together, if you remember that dangerous animal, in Bavli, they have an arod with Rechidei Medosa. But I think if you remember, the Bavli had the Yushalmi had a chachina. Krichal Karsoi. And there was a snake going around his door in order to protect it. So amazing, all of these stories of protection. The Nitziv in the Hemek Davar notes in Parshas Mishpatim, where it is Ali the Regal is also discussed. So the pasuk says there, Shalosh Pamim Bashara Yeh Kol Zochercha El Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. Three times you have to go up to see your Hashem, your Adon. So that's not a common phrase that we use for Hashem, our master, Adon. Right, in Chazal we use Avinu, we use Malkenu, but in the Torah we don't have Adon so often, so the Tziv picks up on that. Lo nizkar kinui al HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shem Adon zulas kan u'parashas kisisa gamkein b'parashas ha'moados. Right, only here and in kisisa, in the parashas ha'moadim. So why dafka does Adon appear by the regalim? So says the Hemek Davar, Fumishum, Shehizir Akasav Lelech Leros Bazara. The Torah tells us to go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yimkein HaHechrech Lazo V'esbeso. V'kol HaSharlo. V'lelech Leros. You have to leave your whole house. And everybody knows you're leaving your whole house. And you're going to have to leave. Hashem says, I'm the master. When he tells the mitzvah of Alila Regel, he says, don't worry. I'm the master. V'hu Davar Kasha Umuflag. It's hard to leave my whole home and feel secure. You have to. Hashem's in charge. So number one, you have to do it because Hashem told you to do it. And number one, Hashem has the ways of protection. Kol regel lemiyuchadlo teluya kol hayeshiva beeretz Yisrael. Alkein nitzrachim az lebracha. You need to go. You need to get the bracha of the regel in order to take part in what Klal Yisrael are doing, and therefore you need to come. That's where he says Adon basically is a reflection. Dafka Hashem is Adon by the regalim. Number one, he's in charge. He's telling you to go. Number two, he could have that protection. And also in Lamed Dalid Chav Gimel, that's the other place where you have this right. Yeah, that's where you have the Moadim in Parshas Kisisa. Sheishes Yamim Tavod Chag Hashvuos Tasa Lecha Bikurei Kesir Chitiv V'Chag Oasit Tukubas Hashana Shalosh Pamim V'Kashachon Pamim Bashana Yira Kol Zochorcha Aspei HaAdon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Again, Ha'adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Mashmas, and the Netziv again picks up on it there. Mashmas Ha'adon is Bar Sham. V'hosif Amikra Khan Elokei Yisrael. Now it's added. Pnei Ha'adon El Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Why is it added here? De'bishvias, because in the Chagim during Shemitah, which is the context of the Pasuk here in Kisisa, so Nikar Lakal Ashkachaso Aniflah B'yichud Am Yisrael. Right, because there was no grain. So the Netziv always points out all the Mefarshim, but the Netziv here picks up on the specific names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are used in these contexts, reflecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Eretz Yisrael. Charge of Ashkacha, charge of Eretz Yisrael, that's in Mishpatim and Kisisa. Related to that, we have here the final story in the Gemara, not having to do with animals, but this is even one step further. Not only animals' protection. Here we go. Rav Pinchas Mishtoi Hadin Uvda, Rav Pinchas used to say over the following story, Shreinachin Ba'ashkelon, two brothers that lived in Ashkelon, Havilu Magurin Nuchra, and they had non-Jewish neighbors, Amri, Kaduni Len Yudai Salki Yerushalayim. When these Jews go up to Yerushalayim, Anan Nasvin, Kol Madis Bahon. We're gonna take everything. We're gonna steal their whole house. Right? They knew, right? Everybody knew when the Jewish holidays were. So they're gonna wait for them to go, and we're gonna take everything in their house. Min Desalkin, once the Jews went up, Zimin Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachim, Nechnasim V'Yosef B'Dibusan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Malachim dress up like these people, and they went in and out of their house the whole week. Whole house the whole week. Min Denachtu, and so when the Jews came back, Shalchum HaMikamon. What does that mean? They even brought presents for their non-Jewish neighbors. Right, Ma'ara Fulda. Shalchu Lehem Doronos. They sent something from in front of them. They sent their kids. Here, bring this to the neighbor. Amrin Lon on Avisun. So the non-Jewish neighbors say, hey, where have you been? Amrin Leb Yerushalayim. We were in Yerushalayim. Amrin Lon, Man Shavakton Begobesa. Who'd you leave in the house? What do you mean? Who'd you leave in the house? Amru Velo Barnash. We didn't leave Barnash. We didn't leave people. Sorry, Gemara Vodazara. We didn't leave Barnash. Amrin, Baruchu Elokeion de Yudoi. Blessed is the God of the Jews, to Lo Shavkun, that didn't leave them, Lo Shavaklun, and they don't leave him, and he doesn't leave them. Lo Shavaklun, the special relationship between them. But again, you see Hashem sent Malachim dressed up in order to protect the Jews of the time. Amazing, and the non-Jews recognized it. They were able to see the Malachim. Interesting lashon of Les Barnash. This language of Les Barnash comes up meaning that he's a malach, right? Just the one little story. It comes up in a few places, but one little story that came into the head about Azor Daf Yud, where remember that story about Antoninus and Rebbe were good friends, right? The Roman king and Rebbe, unlike many of the other Roman kings. And Antoninus used to come, and Rebbe used to come, there was a secret tunnel underneath, and they used to come and learn Torah. He used to come learn Torah by Rebbe. Rahu Nakris. Nakrasa, Tavi Ailami, base of the base Rebbe. There was a secret tunnel that went, called Yom Avi Maisi Trey Avdi. Every day, Antoninus brought two Avadim with him. Chad katli ababa de bei Rebbe v'chatzla ababa de beise. He brought two people with him, two guards, and he didn't want them to say, it would be like, I don't know, suicide, political suicide to know. So right when he got to Rebbe's house every day, he killed one of his guards. And on the way back, he killed the other guard. That's what happened every day. Armalei be'inna da'asina lo nishka gvar kamach. And, but Rebbe, Antoninus always told Rebbe, I don't want anybody here when I come learn here. I don't want anybody here. Yom Acharach Chidu Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. Rabbi Yosef, one time Antoninus came in and he sees Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama that's sitting there with Rebbe. Omar lo amin alcha be'inna da'asina lo nishka gvar kamach. I told you, I don't want anybody here when I come learn. Amarlei les dein barinish. There's that lashon. Don't worry, he's not a person. Amarlei says, really? Leimlei ahu avda de gani ababa to come. Tell him to go outside to bring in my servant that's sleeping outside. Right? Leisi v'leisi. Azar b'chinim rachamash kachu adavi katal. He goes out. He sees that he's dead. The servant's dead. So Amarlei says to himself, Hey chiyave, what am I supposed to do? E ezel ve'emalei de katal. If I just go in and say he's dead, emishim ala kakali. Not supposed to bring bad news. Bad news. Ashvake, if I should just leave him here and not say anything, ve'ezel, come as azalina b'malchusa, to be Zion of the king. The king asked me to do something. So what happened? Bayrachmi alei v'achye. He did tchias ameisim. Did tchias ameisim, v'shadre, and he sent him into the house. Omar, so Antoninus said, yadana zute dispechu mechay ameisim. I realize that, you know, even your smallest ones can do tchias ameisim. Miu be'ina da'asina lo nishkach inish kamach, but please do me a favor, I'd rather not have anybody here when I come. But here they have that lush in the story, less dein bar inish, right? Meaning he's more angel than person. Here's the same lush in the Chazal, right? He says, lo bar inish, says, the people say that we didn't leave a bar inish, we didn't leave people here, in order to protect, so it must have been malachim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends malachim whenever, he needs, remember, charvona, and other contexts as well. There's one makar that quotes our Yerushalmi here as well. If you look in the Tashbetz, in She'ela Gimel, in Aleph Gimel, the Tashbetz quotes, he has a tshuva where he talks about whether women are obligated in Karban Pesach. That's his discussion here. He thinks women are obligated. But he says, why are they obligated? Where's the makar? Women are obligated in dalak kosos because afinoi boso anes, right? That's the Beferish Gemara. Women are obligated in matzah because it's connected to chametz. Whoever's chayiv in chametz is chayiv in matzah. But what about Karban Pesach? Where does it say anywhere in Shas, it doesn't, that women are obligated in Karban Pesach? So that is the question. Is it included in, right, the Gemara says, HaKaz of Yishol Ishtachal Onshin Shabbat Torah, but that's only by Lavim. That's not by Asay. So it's an Asay Sheishbo Kares. Does that make a difference? So he says, Miul in Yepesach Nira Hatam Mefurish. Why? Lafi, so he thinks it's an extension of Afin Hoyu. They were also included in the Nase, even though we only have that by three mitzvahs Durabanan. But he says, Lafi Shatama Pesach Al Shum Shapasach Amakom Abate Vene Yisob Mitzrayim, but Akpoz Mitzrayim is Patinu Yitzil, Vimayubosu Anase. Number one, they were in the Nase. Number two, maybe it's included in Matzah, because you have to eat Matzah with Karban Pesach. Al Matzah's Maram Yochluhu altogether, so once you included in Matzah, they're included in Karban Pesach also. Mehai time agufa neschaibu b'achilas Pesach. And then he quotes, that which you said they should be included because of, they're included in all losaseis, even shazman grama, Pesach is not a losase. I don't think that's part of it. But then he quotes, and then the other question you asked, he says, and how did you ask me, how did all Bnei Yisrael go up and be all a regel if they're surrounded by enemies? He says, it's a wonder. It's a miracle. But he says, think about these chazals, and he quotes now the Gemara's in the Bavli, and he also quotes the Gemara's in the Yerushalmi. He quotes, look at the Yerushalmi in Peah. He says, is this normal? Like, people have this level of bitachon? All the goyim know that our communities are going to be empty. Are going to be empty. They know. They know exactly when we're going. They know we're not coming back for a week. And yet, they went. And the Jews went. Think about that, says the Tashbetz. He says, it's a Pella. It's a Pella, he says. He quotes these, the Midrashim and the Bavlis, and he quotes our Gemara here. He says, what about the 14 years that Reuven and Gad and Manasseh came in, and those nations, nobody heard our women and children that were left by themselves. And he says, So he says, yeah, maybe there were some elderly people that were left in the cities that couldn't come, and some tummy people, but it was a tremendous nace. He talks about that, this concept here in the third She'ela in the Tashbetz. Okay, we move on. Says the Gemara, now we get back to the sugyas that we were talking about in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said on yesterday's daf, many different areas of halacha that have to do with karka kolshu. So we had peya, bikurim, pruzbal, and kinyan agav. Right, those four. Those four halachas, even a tiny amount. So we spoke a little bit about pruzbal last time, why that is, the machlokas Rishonim, why one needs a little bit of land for pruzbal. 2 days in the Rishonim. But then the last halacha in the Mishnah was kinyan agav, meaning if I'm kona a piece of land, so then, and I'm also kona a metaltalin, a movable item, so I can be kona the land, do a kinyan, maisa kinyan on the land, and then agav that, by dint of kinning the land, I could also get the metaltalin. So ask the any tiny amount of land works. So ask the Gemara, what's the source for that? Minayin l'nechazem she'in l'machrayis, shem nikdimim l'nechazem she'ish l'machrayis, b'kesef b'shar b'chazaka. We know kinyin of karka is through kesef, shtar, and chazaka. That's the Mishnah Miseches Kiddushin. So how do I know that you could do a kinyin on the karka and by being kone the karka, I'm also kone the metatl, and Rabbi Yossi, b'shem b'chizkia. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Chanina, tirtiya, b'shem b'chizkia, ksiv, the pasuk says, in divrei hayamim, v'yitein lahem aviyem, matanos rabos, l'kesev l'zav, their father gave them plenty of money, ula migdanos, im, arim b'tsuros b'yehuda, with, right, im, or it should say, im arei mitzaros b'yehuda, gave them with the cities. So gave them with the cities, so we assume that means with the kinyan of the cities. There's a major machlokas we've shown on whether kinyan agav is a kinyan de oraisa or a kinyan de rabbanon. It's based on a pasuk in divrei hayamim. So does that mean it's de oraisa? So that is a machlokas. Tosfos has different days about it. The Rishonim in Kiddushin discuss it. The Tosfos Arash assumes that it's a din de rabbanon. A kinyan de rabbanon, which then gets us into the sugya. Kinyan de rabbanon working on a de oraisa level. That's the Tosfos Arash. V'kulish maisa d'hazon l'nimili de rabbanon. I think it's de rabbanon. V'nirli daf kamina. Says, could you do Kiddushin? But that's the Tozer Rush. The Ritva there and the other Chachmei Sfarad assume that no, it could be even Da'araisa, even though the Pasuk is based on the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, but it still could be Da'araisa. Igla Memer Da'agav Da'araisa, says the Ritva. V'yafilo Achi, right, even so, that it could have certain limits. He says, I think, you know, there's could be Da'araisa to go through the Rayas based on that Gemar. Continue. Akadon Kishoya Karkos, Imam Atalzim, Imam Echad. I understand that agav could work if the metaltalin are on the karka. Hayu akarkos b'makom echad, metaltalin b'makom acher. Right? What happens if the metaltalin are not on the karka, not in the same place as the karka? Does it even work there? And again, this gets into the lumdus of kinyan agav. This question might be dependent on the chakira we said in the last year. Does kinyan agav mean that the maisa kinyan of the karka works as a maisa kinyan of the metaltalin? Or no? It's just that the metaltalin is tufel to the karka, and memela, once you do a kinyan on the karka, the metaltalin don't need. So it could be this is the question. If it's the maisa kinyan of the karka, works for the maisa kinyan of the metaltalin, then the metaltalin don't have to be there. Wherever they are, it's a magical halacha that once you do a maisa kinyan on the karka, then it works. It's a maisa kinyan on the metaltalin, even though you didn't do the maisa kinyan physically on the metaltalin. But if you say you don't have to do a maisa kinyan on the metaltalin, it's just that the metaltalin are batel to the karka, it's tufel, then maybe it has to be on the karka. Maybe it has to be on the karka, because then it has to be secondary. And how do you make it secondary if it's not here? What, just in your mind? So it could be that could be part of the svara behind this question. So does it have to be there? So Amar Bibun, Barchia, Nishmei Menada. So maybe you could learn it from the following story. Amar learn Rabbi Eliezer. Maisa bim Maroni Echad. So maybe the Gersa is Meroni, that means he's from Meron. Or the Girsa elsewhere in the Bavli is Madoni Echad, right? Somewhere else. Shalib Yerushalayim, there was somebody in Yerushalayim, Vayelo Metaltalin Harbei, and he had a lot of Metaltalin. Ubikish Lachalkan Litla Mematani. He wanted to give it out. Some say this was a Matana Shchiv Mira, like we had on the last half also. He wanted to give a Matana Amrulo, Einat Yachol, Elam Kein Karisa Karka. Right? You can't give the Metaltalin without doing, right? The person he wanted to give it to was not there. So you can't, you know, try to give him the Metaltalin if you don't, you're not giving him karka. If you give him karka, maybe it could work. So ma'asa, what do you do? Halach v'kana sela echad b'tzad Yerushalayim. He bought one rock in Yerushalayim. Half of this rock, that's my karka, I'm giving half of this rock to so-and-so with 100 barrels of wine. And the northern side I'm giving to so-and-so with 100 barrels of wine, and the southern side I'm giving to so-and-so with 100 barrels of shemen. And somehow the kinyan, maybe there was a shliach that did the kinyan on the rock. How do you do a kinyan on the rock? Good kasha. But you did some type of kinyan chazak on the rock. And they were mekayim his words. So what do you see from there? You can't put 100 barrels of wine or oil on the point of a rock. So it must be that the metaltolin didn't have to be there. Didn't have to be on the karka. Right? He used kinyanagav here and obviously didn't have to be there. Right? The Marafulda says, selamamish, chadud, vigavoa. A rock is pointy and sharp. Ve'i efshar lahamil of chavios. You couldn't put chavios on there. So doesn't that show? So, amar Rabbi Chananya, kumi Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Chananya says in front of Rabbi Mana, no raya. Aren't we talking about a shchiv mira? That's what the understanding was. It wasn't that story about a shchiv mira. Somebody on his deathbed, and how do you know? Here he didn't even write it down. He just talked, and people went to get him the rock and do the kinyan. And lefisha b'chol makom inad mezakah jiu karkozim v'talim makom echad. So if it's a shchiv mira, so it could be rule breaking for kinyan agav too. It could be that generally the metaltolin have to be on the karka. V'kan afilu karkoz makom echad v'talim makom achir. Right. I mean, it could be here even if the karka is in one place, the metaltolin in another place. So you see, shchiv mira, kinyan shchiv mira is a rule breaker anyway. So if it's a rule breaker in general, it could even be a rule breaker for kinyan agav whether the metaltolin have to be on the karka. So the Gemara says, one second, who's talking here in this whole story? Rabbi Eliezer is talking. Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know if we alluded to this yesterday, but Rabbi Eliezer argues on all the kulas of Shchiv Mira. Amar le, lo Rabbi Eliezer he. Right? Aren't we talking about Rabbi Eliezer? Right, Rabbi Eliezer again is the one that's relating the story. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference between Kinyan Shchiv Mira and Kinyan Bari. Rabbi Lazar he, Shani Shchiv Meira Rabbi Lazar Kibari Durabanan. Right, Rabbi Lazar's Shchiv Meira, it's like a Bari Durabanan, like a healthy person, meaning the Kinyanim aren't more makel. And therefore, if you see by the Kinyan Agav, the Metatlan don't have to be on the Karka, so it must be that that works always. Because Rabbi Lazar doesn't have the Kulas. He doesn't believe in the Kulas of Shchiv Meira. Again, that's a Baba Basra Shaila. Rabbi Lazar, we pass in the Rabbanan hold that there are Kulas. The Rambam and Hilchas Chiyah. But Rabbi Lazar argues on those Kulas. So if he argues on those Kulas and he's relating this story and he allows Metaltolin not on the Karka, so it must be the Rabbanan would also allow Metaltolin not on the Karka. So either way, we tried to prove it. We said maybe we rehabilitated the proof a little bit. But now, the Gemara says, well, maybe we can prove it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Taman Tanina, we learned there. Interesting lashon here, right? Usually, Taman Tanina, we learned over there. It's going to quote a Mishnah from somewhere else. Here, we're quoting the Mishnah here. So why do we say Taman Taninan? So the Mara Fulda and the other Mepharshim say, because the next five lines appear in Meseches Kiddushin, appear in Meseches Baba Basra, and we're just quoting, the Yerushalmi here is quoting other discussions from other Mesechtes. So in other Mesechtes, it referred to Peah as over there. So we just left that Lashon in this parallel, right? That's what Shigiras Lashon Hu says the Mara Fulda. So Taman Tanina, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Karka Kol Shu Chayev Peya, Ube Bikurim. So even a tiny amount of Karka is Chayev and Peya, Bikurim, and Agav. Karka Kol Shu Maya Utav. So if Karka, a tiny amount, you could put Peya, you could use for Agav. So what kind of metaltolin could you put on a tiny amount of Karka? It must be the movable items do not have to be on the karka, because even a tiny amount. So Gemara says, no, Amar of Matanya, Tipater, Shahayasha Makam Shibolas Achas. Maybe there's enough room for one tiny little stalk on the little karka, or Margalas Tunabo, and there's a diamond, there's a pearl in that little stalk. So even a tiny amount of karka, you could talk about metaltolin being on the karka. Fine. So no raya from our Mishnah that it doesn't have to be on there. So now the Mishnah continued that if somebody wrote their nechasim when he was a shchiv mira, and again he left over a tiny amount of karka, then that's not called a shchiv mira. Remember the case we discussed last time. If somebody gives away all their possessions before they think they're going to die, they give away all their possessions and then they get better again, they get it all back. because they obviously only gave it away because they thought they were going to die. But if they left a little bit for themselves, so then we assume maybe they didn't think they were dafka going to die, and if they left a little for themselves, then even if they get better, the kinyan stands. Because it's not called a matnas shchiv mira, because they kept it. That's what the Mishnah said. So says the Gemara, eze o shchiv mira kol shelo kafatz alav acholi. A shchiv mira means somebody who didn't get sick suddenly. It was a process. If somebody got sick all of a sudden, then we assume they're not thinking properly, and even if they would have left over a little bit, it's still a matnas shchiv mira. And if they would get better, they'd get it back. That's what the Gemara says. Because they assume if it was all of a sudden, then they're just not thinking straight. And the Gemara continues. Also, Derech Ha'eretz, the general way that sickness goes, HaKrov Nechazim HaSlom Yad, people, if somebody gets ill, so his relatives and the people who he's very close with come right away. But the ones who aren't so close, they come after a couple of days. They come after 3 days. Why do they come? Why do they wait a few days? So there's Gemara also in the Bavli, but the Mefarshim quote this. The Taz quotes this in the beginning of Shin Lamed Hey on the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes this from his father-in-law, the Bach, to Lo Lisra Mazle, based on the Gemara in Nedarim. Right? Because if everybody comes right away, then you're basically showing in Shemayim that this guy's really sick. So you don't want him in Shemayim to get the status of really sick, so don't come the first couple of days. It's like an Ayin Hara kind of thing. But im kafatz alav acholi, but if it's all of a sudden illness and he's very sick, then you could come right away. You could come right away because obviously he's really sick and he needs the beaker. He needs the beaker. Good. So that's in terms of Shchemira. Dalma, we haven't had that word in a while, but remember, Dalma means a story. Dalma, Reb Chuna, Reb Hinuchas, Reb Chizkiya, Salkim, Vakor, Reb Yossi, Basa, Tolas, and Yomim, these great rabbis came to visit Reb Yossi after 3 days, Amarlon, and he says to them, Ki ba'isun mekaima mastisun, what, you want to fulfill the saying of the Chazal, the Brisa? What's he saying? You guys are close to me, why'd you wait 3 days? You guys are good friends, you're Krovim, you're not Rechokim, so why'd you wait 3 days? He was upset that they didn't come even earlier. Biker cholam, one has to know there are halachas of biker cholam. It's not stam about just going. You have to know when to go. You have to go at a time when it's good for the cholam, not good for you. Right? This is the only time I could go, so I'm going to go now. But if it's not good for the cholam, then it's not, it's about the cholam. It's not about the mivaker. Again, it's, one has to make sure that one realizes then and go through shalom and hey, which is the halachas of, which are the halachas of biker cholam. Shir karka kol shehu. So now the Gemara is going to, just going to expand on what the Mishnah already said, add in a couple of words to make it clearer. Shir karka kol shu, if a person left out a little bit of karka, matanasa kayemes, his gift is kayam, afilu, hivri. We take out that word low. Even if he gets better, right? If he left a little bit to himself, then obviously he doesn't think he's going to die for sure. Lo shir karka kol shu, if he didn't leave any karka for himself, ein matanasa kayemes, then his matana is not makuyim, vushi ivri. If he gets better, so then the matana goes back. Rabba, Rafuna, Bishem Rav, Asu Divre Shchiv Meira, Kibari, Shekasa Venasan. Rav says that they make the words of a Shchiv Meira, right, without doing a Maisa Kenyan, they give it the status as if a healthy person, right, wrote or gave. Kasa, the Mefarshim say Kasa means karka, when he gave Ksiva karka with a shtar, Venasan, and he gave Metaltalin with a Kenyan Mashicha. So we give, that's what we paskin against Rabbi Eliezer, that a Shchiv Meira could break the rules because we want him to be calm. We don't want him to have tir fadas. If he gives commands right before he dies, we want him to know that it'll be done. But all this applies only if he died from that illness, right? And it turns out to be a Shchiv Meira. Hayim Hivri Lo, if he got better in the middle, then the laws don't apply because obviously the Kenyan shouldn't work if he got better in the middle. Ubi Misayim, and also he has to be pretty specific. He has to be Misayim, he has to designate specifically what he is giving. Uba Amrat Tzusa, the Ploni, give this field to so-and-so. That's specific enough. Amrat Tzuchati Sada Ploni, Laploni, Vechati Sada Ploni, Laploni. What happens if he says, give half this field to Reuven and half this field to Shimon? But he didn't say which half to who. Kamisha Misayim, Kamisha Siyim, is that good enough? Osh Achiyomar Chesi Besavim Chesi Bedarim. Right, so that is left unclear in the Gemara as we talk about different details of how specific one has to be with Matnas Shchiv Meira. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll continue with the discussion next time.